In June, Delaware County resident Cindy Reese was appointed by Republican Governor John Kasich to the Rehabilitation Services Commission. Less than 2 months later, Reese and a fellow voter, Kelly Mills, filed a complaint with Ohio elections officials. It said the name of Gary Johnson, the former governor of New Mexico, should not be on the Ohio presidential ballot as the Libertarian Party candidate. Ohio Secretary of State John Husted, a Republican, scheduled a hearing on the complaint, but the hearing never happened. That's because Libertarian activists talked with lawyers for the Secretary of State, told them the complaint had no legal basis, and the two women withdrew their complaint within about a day. Still, Ohio Libertarian leader Kevin Nedler is frustrated. He says the complaint was erroneously based on Ohio's sore loser law. It says a candidate may not run as a minor party or independent candidate in November if he or she first runs and loses in a primary election. Nedler notes in Ohio, Johnson never ran in the Republican presidential primary, so Nedler says this complaint was frivolous and the Secretary of State should have tossed it out immediately instead of scheduling a hearing.
It doesn't pass the smell test. I mean, there are folks down there that are experts on ballot access and major parties, minor parties, and they should have known that this didn't pass the threshold for a complaint.
Libertarian Nedler sees this Ohio challenge to Johnson's candidacy as just the latest of several that Republicans have filed in other states.
It's going on around the country, and it tends to be one of the major parties tends to be trying to suppress or find loopholes or complain or throw out signatures to prevent Mr. Johnson, who's a very qualified candidate. They're trying to get him off the ballot, which takes away another choice for the voter citizen.
Maggie Ostrowski is a spokeswoman for the Secretary of State's office. She explains in the end there was no need for a hearing on this complaint because it was withdrawn, but that does not answer the question, why did the Secretary of State schedule a hearing in the first place, if the legal basis for the complaint was questionable?
Those who filed the complaint have withdrawn it.
Do you always schedule a hearing whenever a complaint is filed, or do your lawyers first look at the complaint to see if there is enough merit to move ahead with a hearing?
Well, as I said, this was sort of a unique situation. So the determination was made that we would have a hearing, listen to both sides, and then see how to proceed.
Why did Cindy Reese file her complaint and then withdraw it? She's declined a broadcast interview on the question. Meanwhile, we wanted to offer officials at the Ohio Republican Party a chance to comment, but they have not returned phone calls. The libertarian political philosophy calls for a major slashing of government power on taxes and other economic fronts, and also on what some term moral or social issues like gay marriage and abortion. That means half of its policy stands may be attractive to strident liberals and the other half to strident conservatives. Still, many pundits and political scientists figure when a libertarian candidate is on the ballot, it may more often hurt the Republican. And even though past libertarian candidates in Ohio have usually only garnered 1 or 2% of the vote, in a razor-close state like Ohio, just a few votes could make all the difference. Not just here, but in the national race for president. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.